Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Janie Lee Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quit lit authors, and sober heroes. Welcome to episode 2 of the Janie Lee Grace podcast, Alcohol Free Life. As it's January, as it's 2019, it's the start of a new year, and there is one trend that is big, and that is going alcohol free. And there are so many people talking about this right now. Of course, it's dry January, depending on where you are, but I'm also part of a campaign working with a charity. And our little thing is called Stay Dry Till July, because, I think dry January is fine. But if you're panicking about when you can have your drink at the end of it, then it's not so fine. And as we know, this is all about mindset. So we're talking about staying dry till July. You know, challenge yourself to go for longer. And if you make it that long, there will be no going back. But this series is going to be for you if you have already quit the booze, or you've started thinking about how you're drinking, you know, you're practicing mindful drinking somehow. Maybe you're just sober curious. Maybe you've been sober for a long time, but you'd still like more inspiration and support. Maybe this is the first time you've thought about it, but somehow you've landed on this podcast. And maybe you are one of those people who wake up and you don't feel so good about yourself. So this is for you. And I'm really looking forward to bringing you this series, because I've made some fantastic connections with people who really have been there, done it, and got the t-shirt. And, I'm going to be interviewing some fantastic experts in this arena, some quit lit authors, some of the stuff that's really inspired me. And I would also love to hear your questions, to hear your stories, and to answer your questions. I may not be able to answer them for you, but I reckon I'll be able to find someone who can, and I would love to be able to do that. We're doing all of this without any judgment. There's no rules involved here. You know, this doesn't really matter to me. I don't mind which way you became sober or would like to become sober. You know, it's your journey. But we're going to explore all kinds of motivation, if you like, and inspiration over the course of this series. And this is a coming out episode, if you like. I shared this on YouTube. You can see this video on YouTube. I'm 1 year sober, but this video, this audio, if you like, was recorded with me just talking to camera a couple of months ago now. And it's funny, isn't it, that it's such a big thing to share? You know, isn't it weird? Why don't we just do it automatically? But it's a big one. And so here's my story and what happened to me, my coming out story, if you like. Hi, I'm Janie Lee Grace, and if you're someone who looks at my website or the social media posts that I do, you might have noticed that recently I've been bigging up brands like Teetotal, companies like The Wise Bartender, who offer an amazing range of alcohol-free drinks, in my Platinum Awards that I run for natural and holistic products and eco products. I had a whole category for alcohol-free drinks, and you might just have been thinking to yourself, I wonder why she's doing that. Well, it's time to come out. I'm now sober. I can barely believe that I can say it. And you might be thinking, if you know me, seriously, really? Janie, the one who likes a good old booze up? Well, everything's changed. And so it's time to come out. It seems bizarre that I would have to make a big deal of this, but actually, it's a really big thing. And you know what it's like when somebody gives up smoking? Everyone pats them on the back and says, wow, what an amazing thing you've done. How long is it now since you gave up smoking? Well done you, that's fantastic. But when you give up drinking, everyone says, really? Are you sure? Well, just have one. It's okay, isn't it? Or else they say, oh, poor you. Did you have a big problem? To which you have to restrain yourself from saying, no, actually, I don't have a problem anymore. Maybe you do. But of course you don't say that, because so many people are going through this. Now, if you are what many of us call a normie, i.e. a normal drinker, and you have, you know, one glass of wine with dinner every couple of weeks or the odd beer, you won't have any clue what I'm talking about here. This really won't mean anything to you. But If, like me, God didn't give you an off switch, you will know exactly what I mean. I was never rolling in the gutter. I was never not able to function. You would never have known there was any issue whatsoever. But I knew, and when I woke up every single morning at 3 a.m, and it almost always is 3 a.m, berating myself yet again, hating myself yet again for having, you know, the third one or the fourth one or whatever it is, that's when eventually, you know, something has to change. But for most people, you don't know how to change. How on earth do you even begin to start? Alcohol is a trap. It's an illusion that we are all caught up in. It is so ingrained in our culture. It's not normal to not drink, or at least that's how it seems. So if you are in that same position that I was in, then I have some fantastic news for you. Because right now, where you are, it doesn't seem possible to do this. And also, it seems really bleak, and it seems like everything is going to be utterly miserable. And I'll be completely honest with you, it is hard. Nothing worth doing is that simple. It is hard, but it gets easier, and it's perfectly doable. So when you first start out, you might want to do a challenge, 30 days or whatever it might be. I did Dry January and never went back. It seems impossible at the beginning, but it gets much easier. And I would strongly recommend that you take advantage of the incredible support that is out there. There are some amazing online groups, some incredible podcasts, some wonderful books. As you may know, it's called Quit Lit, and I have a massive stack of them. And I don't think I could have done this journey, actually, without that inspiration. You know, those books, those memoirs, that stuff really, really, really gives you the support you need. Don't try and do this on your own. I did. I tried to do it on my own for at least the first month, and that was a really bad idea. And it's only when I actually came out that I was able to get a little bit of support and able to realise, actually, do you know what? I'm part of an amazing thing here. This is a paradigm shift. Things are changing. I really believe that in 10 years, we will look at alcohol the way that we now look at smoking, i.e. it's not completely acceptable for absolutely everybody to be, you know, pouring booze on their head all of the time. And we're going to look back and we're going to wonder, what were we doing? You know, I went to a discussion at the school that one of my children go to, and it was a discussion about alcohol awareness. And part of the discussion was about, oh, should we give children, you know, just one glass while they're having dinner with us, you know, at 12 years old, 13, 14, whatever, to get them used to it? Should we do that? And actually, I sat there thinking, seriously? Are we seriously saying this? When you know the statistics around alcohol, and I strongly advise you go check them out, because I didn't know them. I feel incredibly ignorant for the first, you know, however many years of my long life, because I didn't know that actually alcohol is shown to be more harmful than heroin, for example. So would we have been sitting in that you know, school hall discussing, well, you know, maybe we should give our 13-year-old, our 14-year-old, just a little bit of heroin? Oh, really? You know, it's incredible. We've all bought into this illusion. And I know what I'm saying is going to freak some people out. You're just going to, you know, I will get flack. There's no doubt about that. And I'm fully aware of that. And you know what? It's okay, because I can only share my own experience. But one thing that I would say to you, if you are at this stage where you have already quit, or you're in the middle of trying to reduce your drinking, or maybe you've done a challenge and now you're ready to take it on board and make that decision, you know, I just want to let you know that there is so much support out there, and that is not necessarily what you might think of as conventional support. Before I came into this scene, I had no idea. I thought you could go to your GP, you could go to AA. If you do go to AA, then of course you're into the whole thing of meetings and accepting that you are powerless against you know, the demon drink. I don't believe that at all. We're not powerless. You are not powerless. You have every opportunity to take control of your life and your health. Now, I'll tell you the good stuff. Sadly, I can't tell you that I've lost a ton of weight. I wish I had. But you know what? I feel so much better. People do lose weight. People do feel better in themselves. People have an incredible renewed energy. The clarity you get is amazing. And you know something? Being sober makes you brave. It brings back the joy into your life. Now, there's a thing. Nobody tells you that. Nobody reminds you that alcohol, particularly if you're caning it every day for years, will make you depressed. It will lead to anxiety. In fact, there's a statistic that says, isn't it something like 70% of people with mental health issues also have an alcohol dependency? Or is it the other way around? Well, whichever, it doesn't matter, does it? And I don't know which came first. We don't know, do we? But what we do know is that one thing almost always leads or feeds into the other. So this is so worth doing. And I just want to encourage you, if you are at the stage I was at, you know what I'm talking about. You don't have an off switch. You're doing the 3 a.m. wake up. You know, do this. It's worth it. There's a fantastic load of support out there, as I've already said. And just go for it, because you know what? You deserve to do this for you. Now, I am going to continue to promote some of these great brands that I've found that I really love, that are doing some really great alternative drinks. Who knew kombucha tasted so good? And there's all kinds of great stuff. You will find hassles, don't get me wrong, because your relationships will change. There'll be friends that don't really want to go out with you anymore if you're not boozing. Everything will change, actually. Everything will change. And hopefully you'll find that's for the better when you've gone through that maybe a little bit rocky patch at the beginning. But I just want to encourage you that, you know, quite frankly, if I can do it, anyone can do it. So check out Alcohol Free Life, and I'll put some support information up there, and watch this space, because I'm going to be bringing you lots more information, lots more tips, lots more ideas, and lots more support. So there you have it. Make sure you listen in again next time when I'm going to be interviewing some inspirational guests. And of course, we would love to hear your stories too, and answer any questions you may have. As I've already said, may not be me answering those questions, but I'll find somebody who can. I've got a fantastic network of people who I reckon will be able to sort through any advice, tips, inspiration that you might need if you are hoping to practice mindful drinking, you're hoping to quit the booze, you're maybe just sober curious. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Janie Lee Grace. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, share on social media, and tune in again.